Now, there were these rocky fragments left over in the solar system that didn't form into planets. Some of them are called asteroids and some of them are called comets. Now, we've actually had a question come in from a listener, Fred Chambers, who wants to know what asteroids are made of, and perhaps how that contrasts to what comets are made of.
There's actually a whole gradation from asteroids through to comets. And sometimes you can have a comet that turns into an asteroid, or vice versa. So that tells us from the start that they have similar things in them. And essentially, an asteroid, it's virtually all silicate type material. So that's the familiar rocks, if you like, that we know from mountain ranges on our planet. Quite often covered in a fine coating of pulverized material, and quite often not a solid object for an asteroid. Certainly the smaller ones can be lots of smaller lumps just stuck together. And sometimes you can get quite a big object, say 10 kilometers or more across. And the largest of asteroids, of course, getting on for 1,000 kilometers across, those are sufficiently big. They are approximately round because of self-gravity. And they're probably going to have melted in the interior. Now, a comet is quite different. Mostly they're small. Virtually all are probably less than 100 kilometres across. And the majority are probably 1 to 10 kilometres across. And they have a lot more ice in them. Now, ice isn't the same sort of thing that you get in your gin and tonic. What we're talking about in the astronomical sense of ices are things like ammonia, methane, carbon dioxide, carbon monoxide, some water, but all mixed together, not as a slush, but as a dry powder. Because when that sort of material is very, very cold, it's not like the wet snow that we get in Cambridge. So it's a fine powder. It's mixed in with rocky material as well. And in fact, the spacecraft images suggest that quite a lot of a comet is actually this rocky material, and there's only small areas on the surface that are actually losing their ices. So, if you like, a comet is an object that has geology actively happening on its surface, whereas an asteroid is largely a dead object that the geology takes place over millions of years.
Given that all of these objects formed out of the same disk of material orbiting around the sun in the early solar system, how did they end up with such different compositions?
It depends very much on exactly where they formed. So the asteroids generally formed closer to the sun, where it was a bit hotter and the ices couldn't condense, and the comets generally formed a bit further away, beyond the snow line. So in the early solar system, there was a snow line, which is where you got the ices condensing. Beyond that, inside it was too hot.